Sweet Dreams should fill the amphitheater of the Idaho Shakespeare Festival beginning next week. A Midsummer Night's Dream is the festival's fourth production of the 2017 season. And two of its stars, Jillian Cates and David Anthony Smith, visit with Weekend Edition host George Prentice to talk about theatrical chemistry, unconventional love, and a whole lot of fairy dust.
Love's stories written in love's richest books to fan the moonbeams from sleeping eyes. Shakespeare, specifically A Midsummer Night's Dream. The next production to fill the amphitheater at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, Titania is the Queen of the Fairies, performed by Jillian Cates, Nick Bottom, performed by David Anthony Smith. And on this midsummer morning, we say good morning to you both.
Good morning,
good
George.
Good morning, George.
Oh, my gosh. That was lyrical. Thank you. So things are tough all over. we could use a good comedy. What do you got?
Oh, we got something special for you. It's a tale that's known and loved, and got a new cast of players that you've probably not seen, or you've seen people in different roles, and it's fun, fairy, unrequited silliness and tomfoolery, and you need to come see it.
A sexy fairy wooing a guy that lays carpet.
We are reminded that love is blind. Nothing is more true because Nick Bottom is, pardon my English, becomes an ass, quite literally.
He does. He has an ass's knoll fixed on his head. And we've taken it even a step further to where we have a tail.
Oh, lovely.
Which will be used to
entice.
Entice and some interesting comic possibilities there.
But Titania, a little bit of fairy dust goes a long way.
Oh, yes. Be careful with your dosage there. Yeah. In my case, it went too far. but it's so fun, and we're just having a blast.
The New York Times, just last week, wrote a story interviewing the cast of Midsummer in New York about chemistry and the technique and the science and the art of conjuring chemistry. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about how to find it, how to sustain it, how to perform it, and the allure.
Well, it's funny. We were working on the scene yesterday in the Bower. We call it the post-coital scene between Bottom and Titania. And we actually, you know, to create these sexy moments, we needed a little help from our choreographer. So there's intimacy choreographers is a thing. You know, it's a profession. There are people that
Is that a line item on a resume?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they hire them for shows, you know, that require all these scenes, these bedroom scenes. So
it's a position, so to speak.
You have to go through the movements and like a dance, you know, and really work it out between yourselves and with outside help.
I am impressed that you have a script inches away from your reach.
Well, I'm a bit of a Shakespeare nerd, so I'm very, very interested.
Well, lay it on us then.
Well, this is talking again about the relationship with Titania. When Puck procures him, Bottom, as the monster for Titania to dote on, a sequence of ludicrous situations ensues. In his ass head, he sings. Given fairy grooms, he sets two of them to scratch his hairy ass scalp. And around his ass neck, the fairy queen twines her arms. Yet there is no communication between them. Their kinds of understanding are totally different. And each one comically dislocates the other. She offers him fairy music, and with the tastes of the weaver, he proposes the tongs and the bones. Hastily heading him off, she offers him fairy food, and with the tastes of the ass, he would like hay.
Love that.
Excellent. Midsummer Night's Dream performances begin August 4th and run through September 3rd. All the best to you. Have a grand time up there.
Thanks so much,
George.
For having us, George.
A Midsummer Night's Dream runs in repertory at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival from August 4th through September 3rd. You can read more about the production and learn how to get tickets at idahoshakespeare.org.